everyone. Welcome to the Sweet 16 rounds of the third annual March Madness Music here on Starting High School Radio. I'm Brendan Straub. Sadly, Manny Almo is not with us today, and I'm joined by Dan Cronin.
Hey, guys.
So we're going to bring you the best from our country region. We're down to the Sweet 16, and Dan, I think it's a little interesting now. You got the first round over. What do you think about all the first rounds from all the groups so far?
For the most part, everything went according to the there's just very few upsets. Rapper won over Logic, 5 seed winning over 4 seed, but everything else pretty much went according to plan. So I think for the rest of it,
anything at this point, anything can happen. Now we're down to a lot of them, the top four teams, and it's crazy to think that everyone has gone through two shows, and I mean everyone's done well so far. I think. Yeah. For most of us, I mean, for me, it's my couple of my first times doing shows, but I think everyone's done well so far with their
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, so we're gonna start off with the country region. You know, country region, in my opinion, the best region around.
Hip hop.
So we're gonna start off with our first thing is gonna be Luke Bryan, who won over Carrie Underwood, and Blake Shelton, who won in the controversial vote against Miranda Lambert. Me and Mandy, we had a fun time with that show. That was our first show we did. That was it felt like that was forever ago at this point. But so we're gonna start off with some Luke Bryan. We're gonna play Kick the Dust Up. I think it's one of Luke Bryan's better songs, in my opinion. It's more of a well known song. Dan, I don't know how much you know about country.
I'm just
but
here to fill the gaps. I don't know like any country music. I know a couple of Florida Georgia Line songs.
So we'll fill in Dan as we go along to see what he knows, and maybe I'll give him a little trivia to see if he actually knows anything at all. But we're gonna start off with "Kick the Dust Off" by Luke Bryan. We hear
Kick
it on the
dust
third
up.
And March Madness music. So you tune in. Country bracket here on Sterling High School Radio.
All week long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money from. First plows with flashing lights, backing up to lane one. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And it's home, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac.
Knock, knock, knock.
That was Luke Bryan, Kick the Dust Up here on Sterling High School Radio. And Dan, so I know, as you said before, you don't know that much about country music, but do you know anything about Luke Bryan at this point?
I know his name.
That's a good start.
I don't favor country music, but whenever it's on, like, I guess I don't really mind it. It's not actually terrible. I guess I don't enjoy listening to it that much, but
I know some people have certain tastes. So
right.
I know
I
like,
listen to pretty much anything though.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way. Like, I feel like if somebody puts a song in front of me and I like it, I like it.
Yeah.
But I think at some point there's like some songs you're just listening to and you're like, what is this?
Yeah. And I think, Strauss does it, listening to the hip hop bracket. He was like, oh my God, this is awful. But I don't think you can judge a music by how it sounds. You have to listen to the talent of the artist, both vocally and lyrically. So it's hard to judge a different genre that you don't really listen to all that often.
Quick fact about Luke Bryan. Did you actually know that he started as a grocery clerk at his local grocery store at 12 years old?
That's actually hilarious.
To think, it's so crazy. If you go back, I'm pretty sure on any artist you think of, you can go back and see like they all had just average, a lot of them weird jobs.
Yep.
Like I remember, I forget who it was. It might have been. I'm kind of lost at this point. I forget who it was, but I remember somebody was like a break dancer in like a strip club at like the age of like 20 before they started their career. Like I feel like if you go back and look at a lot of artists, a lot of the times they have weird jobs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do what they can to support their
yeah,
career.
Yeah, they gotta start their careers.
Yeah.
So, again, you heard Luke Bryan Kick the Dust Up here on Third Annual March Madness Music. Voting opens at 2 o'clock for this round. We're going to move on to Blake Shelton. He won over Miranda Lambert. And a lot about that controversy that we had before was over the controversy of their divorce. I don't know if you know much about what happened. But, like, there's a lot of stuff happened between, like...
I love Blake Shelton,
He cheated on her. She cheated on him. They're supposedly, like... Now they both have a boyfriend and different girlfriends and stuff like that. I think it's controversial putting them together, even though, like, they're both, like, well-known putting them against each other in the first round.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. I saw you did that, and I'll occasionally watch The Voice with my dad, and I see Blake on there, and I love Blake. I think he's hilarious, and I see the talent there, and I just thought it was funny that you put him against his ex-wife. I think that was a good choice.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. So we're gonna go into our next round, or next Irish, I should say, and we're gonna play a Blake Shelton song. It's called Sangria. It's not totally about what you think it's about. It's mostly it has a different meaning, but I mean, it's called Sangria. It's about mostly girls. Most country
girls.
Songs are. So we're going to play Sangria here on Sterling High School Radio. 3 a.m. March Madness Music. We're going to start at 2 o'clock. Again, Sangria by Blake Shelton here on Sterling High School Radio. Hope you like it. Make sure you vote at 2 o'clock. Country region. Best around.
Crashing into me like waves on the coast. Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight. We got the last two glasses on a straw hut bar, trying to remember what number we are. String of white lights making your eyes shine tonight. Fall into a wild, warm kiss. We're buzzing like that, no vacancy sign out front. You
By Blake Shelton. I think it's one of his better songs, in my opinion, here on the third annual March Madness Music, Sterling High School Radio. Again, joined here by, sadly, not Manny Almo, but Dan Cronin.
I don't think that's sad.
It's not sad, but, I mean, I miss Manny. Manny and me work actually really well together as, like, I guess, co-hosts, you would say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I kind of miss him here. It's kind of weird not having him over there.
I hear that.
He usually has some weird awkward remarks or some funny that he says that gets me going. But so moving on to the whole Blake Shelton controversy, you just heard him. Some of the facts that I may have said last show, but just I mean, I'm not gonna repeat myself, but he divorced Miranda Lambert in July of 2015. They were married for 4 years. Now he's with Gwen Stefani. Supposedly she has a new boyfriend. So it's a very very strict topic to talk about. But again, Blake Shelton's such a great artist, I don't think there's why he shouldn't be in this bracket.
Agreed.
There's not enough just because of the whole thing, like, oh my god, people might say, why'd you put him in there? Because of everything that's going on. But I think his voice to me is very cool. I think he has like a lot of country artists you may say sound the same, but I think his voice almost is a lot different than what he actually sounds like talking than singing.
I agree. Yeah, I listened to that song and I was a little thrown off. I was, because I hear him talk all the time, but I haven't heard him sing. So that was interesting to hear.
And you talked about earlier about The Voice, how he's a judge on The Voice. He's been a judge on The Voice for 4 years now. Started in 2012. Out of the 4 years he's been on of it, three out of his four artists that he picked have won. What can you say that says about his character as a
artist? He's a great artist, and he's able to help other artists and really get his voice into them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny. I think he definitely gets the best out of his artists. I feel like his artists, whenever they go on stage, I sometimes watch The Voice too. I feel like his artists are always prepared. Like, they're more prepared than they have to be.
Right. No, he definitely knows what he's doing, and he really does help his artists.
Speaking of the rest of the brackets, as you saw yesterday, we had the Under the Grave. Right now, as it looks like Michael Jackson is going to move over Queen. But actually, if you want to go look at your thing, you haven't voted yet. The Nirvana Tupac matchup is very close at this point. I don't know if Dan has the stats over there at this point.
I believe it is. It's 54-46. Nirvana is leading over Tupac. So if you guys want to go out and vote, and if you think Tupac should move on, give him a couple extra votes. Maybe he'll nudge forward on that one. We're at 108 votes, so just a couple of votes will push Tupac into the lead.
Yeah, so you can go vote on Twitter, vote for who you want to win, and we'll go back to now going back to the other matchup, Luke Bryan. We're going to play Country Girl, Shake It For Me. I think it's another one of his better songs. Because, you know, Luke Bryan.
Lake Bryan is a lake just outside of,
yeah, some state out there. So, number one, Luke Bryan against number four, Blake Shelton, here on 3 a.m. March Madness Music. Again, listen every day, Fifth Block, 110 to 210. We're here live for you every day. Listen to the best songs from around every kind of genre you can think of. So we're going to go to Luke Bryan and Country Girl, Shake It For Me. So here's a little Brian Free with Brian over there. He's number one seed for a reason, so let's let you hear him throw out March Madness music. Oh,
you know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. From the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child. The cattle in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in for my country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the birds and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Just heard Luke Bryan, Country Girl Shake It For Me, here on Sterling High School Radio, third annual March Madness of Music. So, actually a fun fact, let's see if Dan knows, as we are about to put the Jeopardy music on, we're going to see if Dan actually knows a little bit about Luke Bryan, even though he knows nothing, so I know he probably won't know the answer. So, Dan, I'm going to start the Jeopardy music after I read the question. So, Blake Shop... No. I keep getting the stupid people wrong. Luke Bryan has two kids. What are his kids' nicknames?
Tractor. That's it. They're both called Tractor.
Tractor.
Those are my, yeah, they're both called Tractor.
Tractor, final answer.
Final answer.
Well, I'm going to say that's probably wrong. My facts say that his kids are Bobo and Taterbug.
See, I was close though. I was really close. I got the T and the A.
And maybe
just weren't really.
So they have, he has two sons with his wife Caroline. Their names are Bo and Tatum, Bobo and Taterbug. So, I mean, it would make sense. Maybe if I would have gave you their names, it would have helped you a little bit. But
that might have helped. It would also help if I knew what a taterbug was.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what a taterbug is either.
But, yeah, so that works.
But, yeah, just a fun fact, trying to make the show a little fun for everyone.
I didn't find
listen.
It fun. I found it really, really upsetting because if you nickname your kids that, I'm sorry.
And did you know that he was almost hit in a deathly crash when he was in second grade? He was actually hit by a car walking the street on the way home from school. It was a little, he was okay. He was crossing the street as a schoolboy. Cars don't come the street. He was looking both ways. Didn't see a car at first. Next thing you know, he got hit by a car. So, thank God he's all right, but I think that's kind of a tragic thing as a child getting hit.
That's crazy.
So, as we move on, we're going to go back to Blake Shelton's song, as you see the theme here going back and forth. Some more things about Blake Shelton. He moved to Nashville at the age of 17 to become an artist. He originated from Addo, Oklahoma, born in 1976. Boys Around Here, which you heard last show, won Country Song of the Year at the iHeart Music Awards, I'm pretty sure in 2013. So he has had some success in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Gonna by Blake Shelton. So as we move on to the song, do you think country to you? So if you're feeling low, what kind of mood do you think you feel when you listen to country?
You gotta be like, it's gotta be summer and you gotta be ready to party.
I think so too. So hope you guys are out there partying and you listen to the song, having a good time. Third album, March Madness, here on Sterling High School Radio, Gonna by Blake Shelton.
I'm gonna take you for a date, take you for a ride, gonna get you over there on the passenger side. I'm gonna put the radio on your favorite song, I'm gonna crank it on up and get you singing along. Kick it in the country, me and you, you and me, money back guarantee, love you every night and day, Tony.
So, Dan, we'll take maybe a little minute to break on country. How do you think your hip-hop bracket has gone so far?
It's going pretty well. It's going as I suspected it would, the people going through. And I think people are responding to it well. I think people like it. So we're going to keep working with it and hopefully bring you some new music and see how you guys enjoy it.
So as a country person, first of all, let me just do this real fast.
Shit. I'm just saying, dude, I'm telling you, hip-hop's going to win once we get out into the Final Four. Hip-hop's going to be country.
I guess we'll see, because I know that our bracket is going against your bracket in the Final Four, so I guess we'll just see when time comes.
I'm going to beat you.
So, as you saw, we're down to the Sweet 16. 16 artists left here in the third round of March Madness of Music. You're listening to number one seed Luke Bryan against number four seed Blake Shelton. Up next, after we play a couple more songs, we're going to see number three Jafari George Line against number two Zach Brown Band. Shout out to all the class that are listening. I know Jerry Healy and his class is listening. I'm pretty sure Miss Callahan is anxiously waiting for Zach Brown Band to be played. So we're going to move back over to Luke Bryan for one more song by him. We're going to play Home Alone Tonight. I think it's a great song. So here it is. Luke Bryan, Home Alone Tonight. I'm not 100% sure who's featuring this song. Maybe I'll bring it back. Maybe I'll tell you when we come back. Home Alone Tonight here on third annual March Madness Music.
What you doing in this place?
Well, I could probably ask you the same thing.
Another rounder on what you think.
If you're buying, well, you know I'll drink. So make it 7-on-7.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling up the top. And we'll go shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to for. It ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them up a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. Slow country from a cover band.
I got you covered if you don't know how to dance. But if you know, we could grab a cab.
Girl, we got all night and I got a bottomless tab, so let's go. Shot for shot, till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock, it's gonna stop. A night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them all the text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home. Forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock that's gonna stop a night we won't regret. Put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them up a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. But you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home.
That was Home Alone Tonight by Luke Bryan. The last song we're going to hear from him being the one seed. So, Dan, I know your one seed is Childish Gambino. Do you think Childish Gambino is going to go all the way to the finals as your one seed?
I personally would hope so. But I do see Drake going through, as a lot of people do have Drake going through. I believe Brielle Toff said yesterday that 72 out of 193 brackets had Drake winning it all. So I could see him going through. It was just the way that we ranked our personal top couple of artists for hip hop. That's why Gambino was number one, because most of us had ranked him pretty high up there. So I could see Drake going through, because Drake's our number two seed as well. So it's absolutely possible that he'll go through. But it'll be exciting to see whoever goes through and beats whoever is in the country region.
Which, in my opinion, is going to be Luke Bryan. But again, anything can happen. The last four, in my opinion, are four of the best at this time. So anything can happen. Upsets happen all the time, as you know. So again, tomorrow you have the Sweet 16 from the Underground region. You're going to hear 21 Pilots against AWOL Nation, Imagine Dragons against Fall Out Boy, some of the higher alternative rock bands out there right now. So that's going to be a good matchup for Ryan Farmer and friends. So we're going to play the last song by Blake Shelton. We're going to play Neon Light. The song is not about neon lights. Has a very, I don't know, I feel it's a very touching song. So we're going to play Neon Light by Blake Shelton. And how do you think of the show so far?
I like it. I mean, I'm learning more and more about country music than I guess I wanted to. But you learn more every day.
So, again, here's Neon Light. Blake Shelton here in the Fort Hanover March Madness Music. Shout out to the radio class who's intently listening to some stuff. So, here's Neon Light, Blake Shelton, March Madness Music.
Ever since you left me, I've been riding around, cranking up a little country gold heartbreak. Cried and dried these tears, I don't know how much more missing you I can take. I prayed, prayed, prayed for a sign, sign, sign. Now there it is in the window, it's about time, damn time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling alright. Gonna make it a double. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel, tunnel, tunnel. Of someone new, that blonde, blonde, blonde at the bar, bar, bar. See if she wants to try and unbreak my heart, heart, heart. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling alright. Now there it is in the window. It's about time, damn time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling alright. Gonna make it a double. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel.
You just heard Headphones by Florida Georgia Line. Wow, I'm getting real mixed up with my songs today. You just heard Neon Light by Blake Shelton. I don't know. I'm just...
You're all over the place, man.
I can't comprehend what I'm actually trying to say today. It's Manny's not here. That's the reason. Manny's not here. I'm all flustered.
Yeah, you can go ahead and blame it on that, Brendan.
Because he's not here, so you can't hear my excuse. We'll see why I'm doing it that way. So that's going to end our 1 verse 4. So now we're going to move on to Florida Georgia Line and Zach Brown Band. Florida Georgia Line is a duo. Zach Brown Band is about 8 people. It's basically went from solo artists to groups. Do you like solo artists more, or do you like groups more? Or does it really depend?
It really depends. I mean, I guess in terms of hip-hop, there's not really all that many groups. But... with rock, I do enjoy, I enjoy bands, like groups, rather than solo artists, because I think you get to see, like, actual, talent coming from a band rather than just one person.
Yeah, I know some people like bands, because I know some people say I like to hear different voices and like hear like all combined of different voices in a song. I really don't have a preference either. I honestly just like whatever song comes on, I kind of just listen to it. And if I like it, I like it. I don't. So you're going to hear number 3 seed Florida Georgia Line against the 2 seed Zach Brown Band. We're going to play a Florida Georgia Line song first. We're going to play Headphones. I really like the song. I think it's a little different than maybe what other people hear. Like this song, I think is a little low, more mellow. It's a little upbeat, but it's a little more mellow. So we're going to listen to Headphones by Florida Georgia Line here. There are no March Madness voting. It's at 2 o'clock. So make sure it's 2 o'clock on the radio. Make sure you go out and vote. Make sure you vote for 2 o'clock in Urbana, too. It's pretty close. Here on Stone Radio.
You were a whip around town. Tinted windows down. Alabama bound. Dixie land alive. Sunday cigarette, a hand-me-down cassette, a turn on a dirt road line. You were a rock band, throwback, George Strait tee too tight. Can't get you out of my head,
yeah.
You just heard Headphones by Florida Georgia Line. Again, one of their more mellow songs. I think Florida Georgia Line is on the prowl right now. I mean, I remember when Cruise came out. That song, I remember, I think it might have been one or two summers ago. That song was huge.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I remember every time I would turn on the radio, like, I remember that song would be on every single station. That it was just so popular at that point. I think because that song was more like hip-hop based than country based. So, you know, a lot of country based songs, they had like banjos and like mellow guitars.
Yeah.
And that song, I feel like, had more, not like hip-hop beats, but like had more up tempo beats in the background.
Right.
So more hip-hop people wanted to listen to it because they thought it was a cool song to listen to by a country artist.
Right.
So, quick facts about Florida Georgia Line. It's a duo comprising of Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly. Hence the name. Both are from Georgia and Florida, hence the name Florida Georgia Line. They came up with it at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They were pondering about when they weren't big about what their song name was going to be. And it says right here that they were showing up and they were going back and forth. And they were butting heads about what their song name to be. And then all of a sudden, Brian Kelly said, "Why don't we do something with our towns? Because we're both from different states." And Tyler Hubbard was like, "No, that's lame. Why don't we do something with our towns? Who's going to want to have a song with a state in it, or an artist with a state?" So they put it together, and Brian Kelly said, "How about Florida Georgia Line?" He goes, "Why is there a line that we're both just our states?" He goes, "Well, think about it. The border, we're both from different states." They both liked it. They stuck to it, and now they're one of the highest paid country bands in the world. So
it's interesting
how things turn out. Like, you might not want them as they want in the beginning, but then as you begin to think about it, they become as you want it. So now, as I flip over my paper, we're gonna go to Zach Brown Band. Shout out to Miss Callahan if you are listening. I was talking to Miss Callahan earlier, and she was excited for today because she's a big country fan. I remember when we were in class, she wouldn't turn anything on the radio but XTU.
Right.
We weren't allowed to listen to anything.
Right.
So now we're going to play As She's Walking Away by Zach Brown Band, a request by Miss Callahan to play today. So I hope she's listening. A couple things before we start Zach Brown Band. A band of about five or six guys. They started in Dahlonega, Georgia, is where Zach Brown was from when they started the band.
Right.
Zach Brown is the 11th of 12 children. That's a lot.
Jeez.
He learned to play guitar at the age of 7. As a teenager, he started like local bars and local places just playing guitar and stuff.
Right.
People started to like him. And that's where he actually found some of his other bandmates at bars and coffee shops and stuff like that. So we're going to play As She's Walking Away by Zach Brown Band. As request from Miss Callahan. I actually like this song a lot too. I've gotten to like Zach Brown Band more than we started this tournament. So here it is, As She's Walking Away, Zach Brown Band, here, third annual March Madness Music. Voting open in about 10-15 minutes, so get out there and vote here on Sterling High School Radio.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. We were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move. I don't even know her name, I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mind what it should say. May have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. I miss my chance.
have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind, tell your mind what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away.
Heard As She's Walking Away by Zach Brown Band. Still here joined by Dan Cronin.
Hey.
And also now Mr. Strauss.
Heyo. What's up, everybody?
At this time, getting our polls together. So
I am.
We can get the polls out so you guys can vote. Again, voting up in about a couple minutes here at Stone Radio. You can vote on Twitter. Are you on Twitter at the moment?
I am on Twitter as we speak. Yes, we are.
I know you're typing, but do you think the Tupac and Nirvana is officially...
It's going to be in a few minutes. We got the poll out a little bit slower yesterday, a little bit later yesterday, but it should be good. I can check it right now. Luke Bryan and Blake Shelton is now live. Oops. No, it's not. I need to delete that tweet and redo it because I screwed it up. Let's check it real quick as we go over there. I know it was close. That I do know. It was very, very close. It was probably one of the closest
Nirvana.
Ones. I think Nirvana is up right now 53% to 47% with 8 minutes left in the
vote. Tupac did gain a little bit of ground.
Yep.
That one person did vote, and it did bring it up 1% for Tupac. So
now, in case of a tie, we do just grab three random people in the hallway, and we just say, Tupac or Nirvana, Tupac or Nirvana, Tupac or Nirvana, and best out of three.
That's definitely fair because you don't want people to get mad if somebody goes through just because, like, if it's a tie, you'd be like, oh, well, we got Tupac, so Tupac's going to go through. So
right.
I think that's better that way. So, as you just heard, Zach Brown Band, As She's Walking Away.
Guess who's voting for that one?
Wow. Miss Callahan?
Yeah, probably.
Probably her class, too. I guarantee how much you want to bet her class has probably tried to bribe her into,
if they're smart, they should.
I mean, I would.
What if Zach Brown Band wins just because of her class?
And that's the power of the people. That's great work on
her part.
Politicking on Miss Callahan's part.
So now we're gonna go back and we're gonna play "Sundays" by Florida Georgia Line.
Polls are live, by the way.
Polls, as you heard, polls are live on Twitter. You can vote for your favorite artist. Florida Georgia Line against Zach Brown Band. Luke Bryan against Blake Shelton. See who you want to move on to the final two, which that show I'm pretty sure will be next Wednesday, barring any changes. So now we're going to play here. Watch Mass Music. Holding his life.
I'm going to wear my flip-flops and I'm going to play some flip cup and rock a little bit of hip-hop and
kitchen sink and stick a pink umbrella in your drink. The way that we're feeling, we gone by this evening. But all I wanna do today is wear my favorite shades and get stoned. Work a little less, play a little more. That's what this day is for. And all I wanna do is lace my jeans and lay some Jack in my coat. Work on my lay back, ain't nothing wrong. Get my Sundays on. Get my Sundays on. Check my testings, boys. Come on.
That was Sundays by Florida Georgia Line. I hope you guys go out and enjoy the nice weather and get your Sundays. Maybe get some tan out there, as it is very nice out for the third day in
a
row.
Yes. I got shorts on.
Shorts in the middle of March is definitely usually a good thing, because
yes,
as a baseball player, usually we go out in the middle of March. It's about 45 degrees, windy, cloudy, and it feels like I'm playing in like Christmas time. So. It's been great weather. Shout out to all the spring sports starting this week.
Volleyball's always cold because the gym is about 5 degrees. So that's kind of fun. Never, but yeah.
At least
we don't have to sweat.
At least you guys say,
don't sweat from the straight up heat.
Yeah, at least you guys can't say that you're not awake because the coldness keeps you awake. So even if the volleyball practice gets boring, which it probably never does.
Volleyball, boring.
That doesn't go in the same sentence.
No. Baseball, boring, maybe.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Shout out to Andrew Alexander.
Yes. My boy.
He is a freshman baseball player. Dan's cousin.
Legend.
also SAO All-Star.
Dude, my man's drains.
When he wants to. Sometimes I think Andrew is on and there's other games where just... Watch this.
Brennan, keep talking. Keep talking work, brother.
So, enough with, as you know, SAO ended last week. Congratulations to Michigan State, sadly, winning the championship.
Who dat? Who dat?
As Dan wanted, Florida Gators knocked out.
They had an unfortunate season. I don't think the gods were in their favors. So, it's just unlucky. A couple unlucky things happen. But I think they had a great season. And I think they worked with what they had.
So, going into back into the radio, we're going to play Goodbye in Her Eyes by Zach Brown Band. So, going into this break, we're going to ask you, if you are listening, to vote on Twitter, because we are coming low on time. Would you like to hear a Zach Brown Band song or a Florida Georgia Line song be the last song you hear as we exit? So, get your vote out. You can send it to Starling Radio if you want. Either me or Dan, doesn't matter. We're going to tally up, and then we'll play either a Zach Brown Band or a Florida Georgia Line song. So we're going to play Zach Brown Band first here. Goodbye in Her Eyes here on Starling High School Radio, third annual March Madness and Music.
I could tell that it was over when her lips met mine. Was an emptiness in her voice, hesitation when she smiled. She didn't have to say a word, it was just so plain to see.
found what she'd been looking for, and I knew it wasn't me. I saw goodbye in her eyes. Don't think I can change it. There's no way to disguise. We will never make it. Sometimes I feel like a clown. Can't wash off his makeup. She wanted it was gone. Prince Charming I was. But I would trade a thousand Babylons to be in her arms tomorrow. Oh, but like the tide, her love is coming down, and it's time for me to go. So goodbye in her eyes. Don't think I can change it. There's no way to disguise. We will never make it.
Now she sees right through me.
Should I hold on to what we've got? Is it just a waste of time? One thing that I know for sure, I saw goodbye in her eyes.
So, yeah, we really appreciate you guys tuning in for the third annual March Madness music.
Yeah, that should be. Oh, there we go. That's better. Little technical difficulties there. Thanks, Strauss, for helping us out. Again, shout out to Radio Class. Class almost over. You guys' regions stink, by the way. Just letting you know that.
Wait until you lose, Brendan.
So, that's going to do it here for our show. And we're going to go out with a Florida Georgia Line song, Sippin' on Fire. Thank you guys for listening. That's going to do it here. Honky Tonk Region. Make sure you vote on Twitter. Luke Bryan versus Blake Shelton. Florida Georgia Line versus Ashley Brown Bands. Thanks, Dan. Make sure you vote. Everyone on Twitter is live. So make sure you vote. Very much for this music. See you later, guys.